World star hip hop features black voter canvassing for Trump. He ain't a racist, and a damn good president. By Joel B. Polak on October 29, 2020. World star hip hop, a news and entertainment website catering to a predominantly African American audience, posted a video last week featuring a black Trump supporter canvassing for the president and convincing a voter to drop Joe Biden. The video was posted under the headline, "Dude speaks on changing his mind about voting for Biden to Trump. Quit saying we're black, we're Americans." As of Thursday, it had over 140,000 views on the site. The canvasser, who is unidentified in the video, asks a man on the street if he is registered to vote and whom he is voting for. When the man replies that he is voting for Joe Biden, the canvasser asks him to explain why, and he cannot answer. The canvasser replies with a series of arguments against voting for Biden. "Did you know that Biden, in 47 years of politics, has only been a racist, said racist things about you and me, personally, as black people, and made a bill to incarcerate black people? The man just said, you ain't black unless you vote for him. He also said he didn't want his children going to school in a racial jungle, didn't want integration. He was for segregation. He also said that poor kids can be just as bright and just as intelligent as white kids, meaning that black, brown, red, yellow, are poor. The dude ain't did nothing but hurt black people." The canvasser also criticized Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. "And then his running mate, Kamala Harris? She's got a career of locking up black people." He noted, later, that Harris had called Biden racist in the first Democratic primary debate, and argued that Biden had only chosen her because they think we're stupid. "Democrats," he said, "thought we're gonna see a black woman and be like, oh, she could be the female Barack Obama." The canvasser also made several arguments for Trump, including the fact that he provided long-term funding for historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, Barack Obama didn't even do that, and prison reform, which directly affects us as black people. He said, "Before Trump was the president, did not everybody love him? In their music videos, rap videos, all the magazines. He got awards from black communities, and the NAACP. Everybody loved him. But when he became the president, they said he's a racist. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because when he came into politics, he said drain the swamp. He started taking out all the politicians, not just politicians. The evil, corrupt politicians. Did you notice since he's been president, the economy's been better than it's ever been? Unemployment at an all-time low, more jobs created than ever before?" He addressed several common criticisms of Trump, including the false claim that he had called all Mexicans rapists, when he had been referring to criminals and gang members. As for criticism of the slogan "Make America Great Again," the canvasser explained, "What he means is, make America about what I just said. An exporter again, have jobs again, have people believe in the American dream again, has nothing to do with race." He noted that Trump had given up a wealthy lifestyle to become president, where he had given away his salary. "He did everything he could to show, by his actions, that he ain't a racist, and a damn good president. As for Biden, nobody can tell you none of the great that he did, but they could pull up every single thing that he's done to the black common." He added, "Hillary Clinton called us super predators. Why did Biden speak at the KKK members' eulogy, the late Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, and said that he was his hero or inspiration or whatever? So why does he deserve your vote, and not the man who's actually showing you that he cares about you?" the canvasser concluded. He emphasized that he was not canvassing for Trump for any reason other than his personal beliefs. "You know me, bro. I'm a hoodan. Latinos and blacks. We vote Democrat, blind as hell, don't even know why we do. We just do," he lamented, noting that black voters had once been Republicans. "Can I count on your vote?" he asks the voter. The voter replies, "You just highlighted some shit to me. You fucked me up." The canvasser explains, "All of us are American. And that's how he looks at us, is as Americans, not as N, not as black, not as none of that. That's why he said, look, what have you got to lose, give me a chance. And he's shown you. He's shown everybody." The man eventually agrees to vote for Trump. Trump 2020. Do you want to make a difference? Get out and talk to people, the canvasser concludes, straight to camera. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.